Around this provincial city, lines of people waiting patiently are a common sight. They wait for clothes and bedding donated by people in Ukraine and from overseas, or for basic essentials, medicine and food. People like Lyudmila Petrivna, who escaped the fighting outside Kyiv with barely any possessions.
We came with nothing at all, absolutely nothing. We were scared. We just got on the first PEC train and ended up here.
Ternopil and all cities in western Ukraine are now dealing with an influx of newcomers, people seeking refuge from battlefronts as far away as Kharkiv and Mariupol in the east. The easing of emergency measures means this city has reopened its weekly farmers market, selling local produce. For Irina and other stallholders, it's a welcome return.
It's important for us to earn money, and it's also good for people living here so they can buy stuff cheaply.
While there are growing fears of what this war will do to agriculture in Ukraine, for now, food here is plentiful and cheap.
Prices are the same as before. There's no difference. So it's good that markets are open again.
All the people moving here need markets like these.
But this city knows that a renewed offensive in the east will result in another wave of displaced people.
According to some of the worst predictions, we can expect no less than 100,000 people moving into our region. But in this city and in neighboring towns, we are ready.
Like other cities in the west, Ternopil, picturesque, unassuming, and now a refuge from this escalating war. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Ternopil, Ukraine.